Hi, is this Regina?
Yes.
Hi, ma'am. This is Daniel McCain.
Okay. Oh, Daniel from Penguin?
Yes, correct. How are you doing?
Okay. How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so very much for asking.
You know, you have a beautiful spiritual name, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know the story of Daniel?
Well, my parents selected this name for me. That's what I know so far. I wanted to change this name, but I do not have any option.
Oh, no, I wouldn't change it. It's the most one of the, well, I don't know if your parents are very spiritual, but it's a beautiful story, Daniel's, the story, the biblical story. It's quite beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're not here to talk about the spiritual side of life, but,
Well, okay. it's in a different language, you can say that it's the God is my judge. We believe in that.
Oh, hold on. Let me lower this radio. Hold on a second. Well, I don't think you've seen the book. You haven't read the book, right?
Well,
my book.
The outline of the book.
Okay. Well, in the book, now that you made that statement.
I'm sorry?
No. Now that you made that statement about God, God is in the book.
God is my judge. God is my judge. Yes.
Well, he is in my book.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is cool.
Oh, yeah.
That is. That's why I was telling you again and again that there is a huge target audience that we have for the niche that you're writing.
Well, yeah, and I'm glad because it's I truly believe. I never wrote a book in my life. I mean, I never did. And all of a sudden, this inspiration came.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read some of the words, they're words I've never used, and phrases that I really believe in what the testimony I have that it was God
mm-hmm.
really directing me in the book.
Exactly.
And it's in the book.
It
it's I do. Okay, so from what Janice emailed me,
mm-hmm.
It's been agreed that it will be 1500 minus the 300, correct?
Yes, because I'm already providing, because I had a detailed discussion with my finance department. They said that if you're proceeding
mm-hmm.
with the discounted costs, then we cannot add
mm-hmm.
any further additional discount or waiver on services. So if the client can pay anything today, then we can initiate working on the marketing side.
Okay, so right now, let me get a cash, because I know exactly what I want to do. Hold on a second. Okay, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
So we started with 1500 minus the 300 brings us to 1200.
Correct.
Okay. Now, hold on a second. So minus 300. Okay, so I want to do this. So wait a minute. So now, we are going to 1500 -300. Okay. So, what we're going to do is, if I'm understanding this correctly, so today I will give you additional down payment.
Yes. So we
and
can,
then
I can assign the team on the project, shared working on the marketing side.
And then every month, if I'm correct, there'll be a monthly payment, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so I understand that, and I am in total agreement and with a grateful heart, and I really am. So what actually will happen? What will the marketing, what will they, what does this cover? It's going to be marketing before the book comes out, is that it?
No. We are adding the 3 months marketing package, okay? So what we're going to do is when the book is about to be published, then we will initiate working on the spreadness of the brand, of awareness about the book, all right? As I said, that every target audience has their own niche, has their own targeted audience, so we need to target them accordingly, all right? We're going to do that for you. So you're going to see the rankings. The people are coming on into your profile on Facebook and Instagram, all right? You're going to see the reaches over there as well. And through this way, as soon as you will increase the number of people coming to your page through the advertisements, this is how you're going to see the selling results too.
So I have a Facebook. I don't use it. Do I need to reestablish that Facebook?
Well, if you can provide us the username and password, our team will take care of that for you, okay? And then you can monitor all those things at your end as well. Otherwise, the team will send you the monthly progress report on monthly basis as well.
I see. And then, well, no, I like to see it on Facebook, but I'd have to go into Facebook because I haven't used it in a very long time.
That's
and
fine.
And to see what my... password and everything.
You have the two options. You can monitor your Facebook account as well, okay, from your side, because you are aware of the username and password too, all right? So on the other hand, our team is working on the page for you as well as on the Instagram. If you don't have the Instagram profile, the team will create for you, and they will share the credentials with you for the username and password for that.
And I
on
don't
the
have
other
Instagram.
Hand, they will create that for you, not a problem. And on the other hand, so far, the work they will do for you in terms of doing the marketing, in terms of showing you the results, they will create a progress report on monthly basis, and they will share it with you.
Okay.
For your better understanding.
Okay. Then, okay. So the book will also be on... will be on Amazon and things like that?
Yes, that is correct, because that's already part of the package.
And what about, like, in like here in Miami, we have a bookstore, Books and Books.
There is a complete process. First, we have to submit an application. If they will select your book, that they can have the printed copies in their bookstores, all right, they will give us the order. They will let us know that they require thousands of copies. You have to bear the cost of the printing, all right. Once we will deliver the 1,000 copies to them, you will get the royalties after selling all those copies, step by step.
So I have to pay for the printing of the book?
Yes.
Oh, wow. For every time the book is printed?
No. Whenever, if anyone is purchasing your book from the physical bookstores, then you have to send the printed copies to them. But they will first send you the requirement, depending on the number of orders.
Okay.
If they
how
won't
much
see any potential, if they won't see any potential in the book, as soon as they will review our application submission, they will reject the application right away.
Okay, so in an approximate dollar amount, how much is it to print a book?
Okay, well, as of now, it will come around like $20, I believe. It's just an estimate that I'm providing you. But this is not
$20 per book.
Yeah, each book it's gonna cost you for $20. But this is not what we are doing right now. This is the next step if you will apply to have your books available on the physical bookstores. But if your book is going to be published online, then you don't need to take care of the printing and shipping. Amazon and the other publishing platforms will take care of that.
Oh, I see. So, but if it went into and there aren't that many real bookstores anymore. So in the event it went to a bookstore, okay, so let's say Books and Books, you're going to just present the book first.
Yes, we will first up the application over there that we want to have the book available on your shelves. They will review it,
so
they will see the demand, and then they will let us know that how many copies they need.
Okay, and that is soft cover, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now they like the book, and they say, let's start off with 100 copies. So 20 times 100. That's $2,000.
Correct. But
so you're saying I would have
copies
to put out.
This is
me?
Just a rough estimate that I'm providing you. Now, for example.
No, I understand.
If you
so
are.
So that means I.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait. So Books and Books want 20 books. So in order for them to get, they have an interest in the book, and they would like it in their bookstore on the shelf. So that means in order for them to get the book, just we're only using approximate numbers here.
And how many copies they need?
Right. I would have to pay if they wanted 10 copies at $20. You tell me it's $20 to print?
Yes, it's just the estimate. But for example, if the printing and shipping costing is coming as $20, they will sell the copy for around $30. They will take $2 or $3 for their royalty, and the rest of the amount will be transferred to you.
But that means still I would have to put out the money to be printed.
Exactly.
So that could be a lot of money.
Yes, I understand. That is why I said that this is not going to happen right now. So first, let's do one thing. Let's publish the book online, see the results, and the royalties that you will get by selling those copies. Then you can apply for the physical bookstores.
If we, based on the sales online.
Exactly.
To see
how
it is moving.
Exactly. You got the point now.
Okay. So as long as it's online, whether it's Amazon or what other place is online?
Let me tell you that.
Barnes & Noble is online.
Let me tell you that. So far, we do have the platforms for the publishing in your package. It has Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble. And Apple Books, Books Baby, Chapters, and Google Books. So there are, I believe, 4 to 5 additional platforms that we're going to have your book online.
So then based on the sales of what we see from all those platforms, then you and I would discuss if we should approach a bookstore. Is that how it works?
Exactly. Then in this way, there will be no pressure on you for the amounts, all right? at least you will see the results by selling the online copies. All right. Mm-hmm. If after that, if you're investing anything on that, at least you will have like relaxation in your mind that you're at least you will cover this amount from your side.
I see. And then, so all these online marketing tools you're going to be using, okay, are, so it's just like, okay, let's, well, you know the title of the book is, you know, Mind Over Matter, and it's caregivers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when it, let's say, let's take Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
How do you market that particular book to the potential buyer slash reader?
Okay, now let me explain you that. We will do the paid advertisement on Facebook and Instagram. And on those advertisement tools, like, for example, the infographic images, the blogs and articles, below that, there will be a link attached for the Amazon and Barnes & Noble. So those people who's reading the ad, they can simply click on the Amazon or Barnes & Noble link. They will redirect to the publishing page. From there, they will get the another glimpse. Like they can see the book cover, the description about you as an author. And usually what happened in the scenario, once they come on the publishing page, they simply click on the booking button. They submit their details over there, and Amazon will simply send them the confirmation that you will see the shipping and the printing of the book within this time period.
Oh.
They will redirect the audience from social media accounts, like from Facebook and Instagram. They will redirect the audience from there to the Amazon and Barnes & Noble page.
Okay. Because, the book is about Alzheimer's as a caregiver, okay, our journey. But I also believe, well, I know you haven't read the book, there is a lot of my own comments in regard to research, how I believe people, okay, we all have a period, life is a circle of life. So once in a while, each one of us goes through some dark moments, okay?
Yes.
So during those times, you have two choices. You have the choice to stay in the darkness, or you have freedom of choice and free will to find some light.
Exactly.
Well, this is just a summation. So based on my own, from my hands-on experience as a caregiver, also my hands-on experience as a caregiver working with children of that have, I made a comparison, being a caregiver isn't just for Alzheimer's. I work in public schools where we also work with children with special ed, special needs. And there is a great comparison between whether you're a child or an adult with mental deficiency. And I made my assessment in the book from my own experience.
Yep.
So that's when my thought is, I don't know, yes, for me as an author, I don't know what you're going to use there. So I believe it is more than just people with Alzheimer's. It's a journey for all caregivers that are caregivers to anyone, whether it's a child or an adult, with mental deficiency. Because there is a major correlation.
I agree with you.
So that's what my thinking is how do we project that or market that to an audience that is not only ALS, Alzheimer's.
Let me tell you one thing, just, Virginia. As of now, I'm sorry that I'm cutting you, but as of now, the situation of the world is like that, that everybody is looking to get a resolution. Everybody is messed up, all right? Nobody is happy.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing, we really have a huge target audience to target it. We do have the depressive people as well, all right? Mm-hmm. We do have those people who are looking to get the light. All right, we have those people as well who are like believe in these kind of things. All right, so mm-hmm. there are multiple ways to do the marketing of this book. There are multiple ways. And on the other hand, let me explain you one thing. So far, all the images or the content that we will create to market your book, that will be first shared with you. As soon as we will get your approval, then it's going to be live on your Facebook and Instagram pages. Your
okay.
input and your approval is mandatory for us.
Okay.
In every step.
Okay.
So all the content that they will create for you, it will be related to the story that you're discussing in the book. And if you want to, you want to make any amendments to it, you can definitely do that.
Okay. Right. Well, I decided on the book cover. I told Ella to tell Raphael, it's a go, the book cover. Okay, so, one second. Okay, let's see this. So, we did 400 minus 800. So, today is like a down payment. And
mm-hmm.
then there'll be four more payments. There'll be okay, moving forward then, we're into April. So moving forward in May, June, July, and August, there'll be four more installments, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so that's what I'm trying to figure out.
The meantime team will share the progress with you as well for the marketing.
Okay, so now, do you want me to give you my card?
Yes, you can let me know what card you'll be using to pay this amount. It's going to be a Visa or a MasterCard?
No, it's a Visa.
Okay.
But also, this way you know, this happened with Janice. The bank that I use is very protective.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was when Janice put through a payment, right?
Mm-hmm.
They immediately held off on the payment.
Yes,
and
that's
they text,
the purpose.
Yes, and they text me because normally, you know, they know my normal daily spending.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it is late. So if I give you a payment now, I mean a deposit now, which I intend to do,
mm-hmm.
And if you get something that declines it, hopefully the bank will text me, and then I can say
yes. Whenever
exactly.
the bank will notice, is there any suspicious activities happening with the user? They send the email or a verification text message to the client to
exactly.
check that the card is using by the correct person or not. So this is something
correct.
That it's like completely fine. Because obviously,
mm-hmm.
if you're going to use your card on our merchant, they will definitely send you the confirmation message to authorize the payment. And it's
correct.
A good thing. It's a good option that you have enabled on
yeah.
your side.
Yeah. No, I like it very much. Okay.
Now
so,
you can let
hold
me
on
know
a
whenever
second.
You're ready with the card number.
Yeah,
please. Sure.
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Okay, Daniel, this is what I'm thinking. I'd like to give $400 today.
Mm-hmm.
Then then that would bring me down to only $200 per month for the next 4 months, correct?
I will notify the same thing to the finance.
I think that's the correct number, correct?
Yep. If it is convenient for you, see, Virginia, I'm looking for your convenience, your satisfaction. So if this option is giving you ace, I'm completely okay with it.
Okay. Now, when we do the monthly, do you call me and then I just give you the number again, or how does that work?
They will first, the finance or Ella, Rafael, Janice, anyone can give you a call before charging your card or proceeding with the installment. As soon as we will give you authorization, then the team will retry it.
Okay, now, may I recommend a certain date that on the monthly basis?
I would personally suggest you that go like this, that every month a person will give you a call, and then you can tell them the date, that you can call me this day, and I'll give you the payment. Because sometimes it is possible that after the first month or second month, there will be a slight problem for the payments as well, by any chance, just for the safer side. So for that, at least you can notify the person that you will definitely charge. Virginia, one more thing. Can you please just give me like 5 to 10 minutes? I will give you a call back right away.
Sure.
Sure. Thank you so very much.
Okay. Bye.